You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We talk a lot about the problems facing our planet, both big and small, but too often we don't spend time trying to solve those problems. Well, students at West Middle School in the Napa School District decided to change that by taking an everyday problem and designing a solution. Two teams of students are getting $2,500 in cash to build their solutions after winning the Siena Solutions Challenge, which uses the United Nations sustainability principles to encourage kids to build a better world. Joining us live today are two of those students, Angelina, who is in seventh grade, and Eden, a sixth grader, along with their math teacher at West, Maddie Dew. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Angelina, can I start with you? And can you tell us the name of your project and what problem or question did you start with?
So the name of our project is Quack and Save, and the problem that we wanted to address was animals getting hit when crossing the road.
Oh, that's a big one. That happens a lot. All right, Eden, what about your project? The name of it, and what problem were you trying to solve?
Well, my group chose the name The Composting Clubhouse because we saw like a lot of food going to waste in the cafeteria, and we could have taken that and turned it, and we are going to take it and turn it into compost for a garden.
So Maddie, you're more than just the math teacher, we should know, because can you tell us what Fusion is at West Middle School?
I can share a little bit about Fusion. It's a brand new school within West Middle School this year that's totally project-based. So all four of the core teachers work together to create specific units that are under one like underlying theme. At the end of each of the themes, every student creates a project that puts all of their learning from all four of their core classes together. To kind of show what they've learned. So this specific project was kind of the culminating project to end our sustainability unit. Mm. It was earlier in the year.
So Maddie, can you talk to us about this Siena Solutions Challenge that I noted in the beginning of the segment? What exactly is it and how did your students get involved with it?
Sure. So the Siena Solutions Challenge was specifically focused on the United Nations sustainability principles and how we can kind of use those and see those in our own community. So it was an international competition for students to be able to participate in. That was most of the year, so from last fall, and I think that the projects were due in January, and students were prompted to think about how they could make their own communities or their own schools more sustainable. And there were 17 awards given out all across the globe. And we were lucky enough that we get to choose between two of our projects and think about how we can create a more sustainable community here in Napa.
That's really amazing that out of the 17, you received two of these awards. And Maddie, the kids could pick anything, right, for their projects?
Sorry, could you repeat that one more time? We're having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're having some technical problems today, so stay with us. So I appreciate you saying that. So the kids, Maddie, they could pick anything for their projects, correct?
Correct. So some of the students were kind of directed towards specific sustainability principles just based off the content we were learning. So whether some of them were directed towards like animal conservation or clean energy, but they really did have total freedom over what they were interested in and what problems they saw in their own community and wanted to fix.
So I want to talk a little bit more about these projects. So Angelina, why did your group decide to basically help animals be able to get across the street safely? I mean, because gosh, we see this all over.
So what made us want to do this was that after a while, we saw and noticed that a lot of animals were getting hit, and we mm-hmm. decided to do something about this because there is a lot of water around here, and ducks, specifically ducks, walk across the street a lot, and they've gotten hit, and it could be a hazard to drivers and animals, so we wanted to decide to help that.
So Angelina, your team's project will also keep track of some numbers and put them on a website. Can you talk a little bit, just a little bit about how the project itself will work?
Not really.
So I wanted to know just a little bit about how your project would actually look. So maybe the website piece and the sign piece.
Okay. So our sign is just a yellow triangle sign, but it also has lights that flash and it is solar powered. And and so it has like, we still have to make this, but it's a sensor that detects when animals cross the road and it triggers the lights to flash to warn the drivers.
Oh, wow.
And our website will also just tell a little bit about our project and also how many ducks we've saved. So that's something later on we may add, like a little meter to count how many animals have crossed the road, but we are not there yet. So that was just an idea. And also potentially we could have a donation thing on our website, but we're also still thinking about that.
Well, these are great ideas. So Eden, if you can hear me, what I would love to know is why, as you mentioned, with composting, you saw a lot of food waste in the cafeteria. So talk to us about how you're hoping to make this compost. You're starting with a garden club, right? And then are you hoping to grow food? What tell us about your project.
So we would take like the compost. So we would have kids like throw their compostable food in the composting trash can and then like a non-compostable stuff in the other bin. And then we would take that and we put it in a composter and then have it, and we grow like vegetables and stuff for like the school. And then like, there's obviously going to be like a lot of leftover compost. So the community church down there, we would donate some of the compost down there for them.
Wow. Maddie, I am so impressed by these ideas. I mean, we have to note, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with West Middle School students in Nampa. They've won two awards. They're getting $2,500 in cash. This is part of the Siena Solutions Challenge. It uses the United Nations Sustainability Principles to encourage kids to build a more sustainable and better world. And we're talking with a sixth grader, Eden, and a seventh grader, Angelina, about these projects that they've created, and now they're going to be able to build these and actually physically put them into use. Maddie, first off, I mean, A, how fun has it been to watch these kids do this? But also, how impressed are you?
I am very impressed. It was so fun watching students just from the day we introduced the project, saying we were going to actually be able to enter some of these in a competition that was bigger than West, kind of start looking beyond themselves. I know just from our introduction day, so much of our feedback about their favorite part of the day was just that they get to make an impact in their own community. And I think that that's just kind of heartwarming and brings a lot of hope for like what's to come and what students are going to continue to accomplish as they reach high school and beyond.
So Angelina, what was it like when you found out that your team had won one of these awards and you actually get to build this project?
Well, first off, I was incredibly surprised. I kind of just sat there and was like, how? Because I knew we had an awesome project, but I did not believe that we could win this. And so when we found out we won, I think it was just shock, and we were proud of ourselves, definitely.
Well, you should be very proud of yourselves. So Eden, what about you? What was that like when you found out your team had also won one of these awards?
My stomach was doing flips. I was like really excited, and I had like the biggest smile. I couldn't wait to tell like people that I had, that we had won it. And then we had to wait till the 15th of March.
Oh. Yes, there was a little bit of a delay that Eden's describing where I was able to tell them that they won, but it wasn't public knowledge yet. So it was like a secret mission over here.
I tell you, this is so impressive. I want to thank all three of you for coming in. Thank you for dealing with our technical issues while we got those figured out. but also for telling us about these projects and the amazing work you're doing at West Middle School. Thank you, all three of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We've been talking with two students, Angelina and Eden, and their math teacher at West Middle School, Maddie Dew, talking about the Siena Solutions Challenge. It uses the United Nations sustainability principles to encourage kids to build a better world. And that's exactly what these two teams are going to do with the $2,500 in cash that they will be receiving to build their solutions. We're going to have more Idaho Matters next.